I have a fear of heights. And I actually did a bungee jumping task. And it was the highest bungee bridge. I mean, 167 meters. For a person like me who's scared of anything beyond 5 feet, it was huge. And all you can see is just that depth, you know. It's a very deep valley. 167 meters down the drain. And you just have to jump.
Hey guys, how's it going? Now you might just be wondering, where is Kanupriya's voice right after mine? She won't be able to join us this week because she's on a much deserved break because my co-founder Kanupriya is busy getting married. That's right, guys. She is getting married. She's taking the plunge and we have to give her her wedding days. And so that she can be fully present in those wedding festivities. While we miss her at the office, I am just enjoying the nonstop rains here with a delicious hot chocolate. So real quick, while sipping on my hot chocolate, let me introduce you to our next speaker for season 4, episode 7. She's unique. She started as a dancer on social media. And today she's one of the semi-finalists in the MTV Roadies. Isn't that super cool? Bringing her right in. That is Yukti for you. Hi, Yukti. Thank you so much for joining me today on this wonderful podcast and also an amazing rainy day.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for having me over. And I think something very nice about rains is that it feels very different to you in each city. Like I traveled from Bombay to Chennai and now I'm in Delhi, but every city the rain just feels different. It's weird, it's the same water, but it feels so different.
That's such a wonderful observation, right? Like geographically, yeah. When you travel, you're feeling like it's a different vibe altogether. So what's the difference? Yeah. Tell us, how do you feel it's different?
For some reason, because I've spent most of my professional time in Bombay, every time it rains, it feels very blue and a little on the mellow side and very deep. On the other hand, when I went to Chennai and when I was just exploring the city for the very first time this time, for a week, and I was just going around temples and the beautiful cultural scenery that the city has to provide. And then suddenly it started raining. So it was like the rain was melting into the culture of the entire city altogether. And then when I come back to Delhi, that's my hometown, that's where I've spent maximum of my life so far. It just feels like home. Like Delhi rains just feels like home. So I think that's the stark difference between rains in these three different cities.
Yeah, and immediately I feel like rain brings this nostalgia where you go back to your childhood. As soon as it starts raining, you start thinking about whether you want to, you know, play in the rains or have that chai, samosa and all the fried fruit that gets associated.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, all my memories related to the best times in rainy seasons, be it after an exam or be it, you know, in my break or my holidays, or be it while I was actually sitting and studying in a classroom and it was raining outside, you know. You just cannot focus because you want to go out. It's like an oxymoron that, you know, it's raining but you want to go out. That doesn't usually happen. Like, you don't want to go and get yourself wet. But that's what childhood is about. Like, you want to go and enjoy every weather, every season, every climate, and its very authenticity.
That is so true. Yukti Arora is an actor, dancer, contestant on Journey in South Africa, and MTV Roadies. Tell me, childhood have contribution to this? Did you see it happening throughout? Did you manifest these things?
Actually, absolutely no. I mean, as a child, I was a very different person. I was very studious. I was always into dancing. That is one thing that started my life and it's still going on very, very strongly. Dancing is my heart and soul. Apart from that, I used to love studying as opposed to people who are made to do it like strictly. I actually loved books. I loved reading.
Your favorite subject?
My favorite subject? A lot of people's surprise was actually maths. Yeah, I used to love numbers. I used to love when, you know, things logically just fit in and all you had to do, because I was always very good at calculations. So I really, really, really used to have this thing for maths. If not maths, then I believe after that, I really loved political science also. That's also one subject that always used to, I don't know, make me. That's the reason, you know, that I think all these dots are connected to your childhood. I loved maths was the reason why I went into, why I took commerce as a subject. And I was a big fan of political science and history is the reason why I'm currently pursuing law. So I think everything just mixes and matches to your childhood.
You're currently pursuing law as well. How do you manage all the time? Do you get that sanity to do it all and still be there fully? And
I think that's one thing from my childhood that I took with me while growing up, that I never wanted to stop myself at just one thing. Even when I was a child, I used to manage my dance classes and Kathak and my studies. I was associated with a lot of environmental programs also as a child. So all of that used to go around, and I loved when I didn't have even a single breath to spare in a day, you know. It's just, it that used to give me the rush in life. So I think that's what I've taken with me. Law gives me a lot of sanity because the industry that I'm aiming for currently, it doesn't provide a lot of scope for you to actually connect your connect yourself with books again, until unless you really, really want to go into the, you know, depth of art and you have the time to invest into it. So I think while studying law, I'm able to manage that urge of mine to go and completely read about the world and know what's going on, what are the latest cases, what's India doing, what the world is doing. I think that's one thing that always keeps me connected to my roots, which of course brings me back again to my childhood. Like I could never ever, you know, spend a day dancing and not make up for the studying part. There used to be times when if I'm prepping for the school farewell, when it comes to dancing, and then I used to like just shun myself into a room for a week or a month while my exams used to come, because I knew that I had to score well. So I think that it comes from there.
Wow, that's a lot of things and for one person. So which part is your favorite part? Is it you studying for your law degree? Is it dancing? If you had to choose one, I'm sure it's hard. It's hard to choose one.
Actually, it's very, very hard to choose one. But it's very difficult. I really cannot choose at the point. If I were capable enough to actually choose a favorite, I swear to God, I would have invested all my energies there, and probably whatever failures or successes were supposed to come out of it, I would have just accepted it. But I cannot choose a favorite. In fact, my long-term goal has always been to merge these disciplines together, you know. I always felt that to be an actor, I needed something that drives me. And the reason why I wanted to enter cinema or wanted to be an actor was to do films that mattered, or to probably create cinema that mattered. Again, the history and the beginning of all of that lies in my law. And dancing is something I'll tell you, I don't want to earn anything out of dancing. It's just something that I can go to when life is pushing me hard, or something that I can celebrate with. You know, there's something that's always going to be there. So, okay, let's just pick one favorite. It's dancing. I think, yeah, we've just circled back to it. But yeah, dancing will be one thing that I just cannot let go of.
What kind of dance do you enjoy the most?
So I've been trained in a lot of forms. I started as a Kathak dancer. Then my interest grew in Western styles. And I learned choreography styles. I learned hip hop. I learned crump, I learned whacking. These both are underground battle styles, and these were my foundations for further creating choreographies and everything. So I think I enjoy dancing to Bollywood numbers with all those expressions, but I feel the most powerful when I'm in a battle and when I'm doing crump. So I think these two things actually give me the kick.
Yuki, tell me a bit more about your present experiences. And of course, the MTV Roadies experience. I'm sure everyone wants to know more about it. But our listeners are very excited to know, how did it happen? How did the whole thing come through? And if you have any tips and tricks for everybody who wants to be a part of Roadies.
So it's actually a very funny story. When I actually went into Roadies the first time, I was prepping for my UPSC exam and I had given the prelims once and I wanted to give the prelims again. And that's the year when I got a call from Roadies for the selection thing and everything. And then I went, I gave my auditions, I got selected, lived the entire journey. And then I shifted to Bombay and then Roadies called me again to invite me as a host, you know, as an insider host for their digital segment. So I worked a lot with MTV on the crew side that year. And then again, this year, they wanted me on the show as a contestant. So I think life was a full circle. One thing that I really enjoyed this year was South Africa because it is beautiful. Trust me when I say this, it has everything. It has everything you want in a place, from mountains to beaches to talking mountains. It has these huge, huge mountains that, you know, there's this area called Route 67. That, you know, when you travel through it, you can actually hear these mountains. It's beautiful and magnificent. So I think South Africa was one point. Second point was Roadies has always been special to me for the past 3 years because it has given me this opportunity. Actually, I think what we're talking about right now, how we're talking about things right now, getting a platform like this to talk about all of this is Roadies. So I pay huge respects to the makers and the people who supported me there, especially Ran Vijay sir and Prince and Neha. All these people have always been very dear and near to me through my first, like from my first journey itself. So I think that was a very, very beautiful thing that came out of Roadies. As far as tips and tricks are concerned, I'll just say that, you know, after all, it's a show. So you really cannot expect yourself to be somebody who's in their own shell, because at the end of the day, you're going to be exposed to national television. So you got to come out of your shell. Number two, you got to be yourself. Skills that you worked hard on over the past couple of years, you really need to drill them hard before going for your audition. And number three, have faith in yourself. Like, obviously, there are going to be people who are going to be better than you. For sure, they're going to be somebody who can do 10 more push-ups than you can. Somebody who can dance better than you. But when you are performing or giving an audition, you need to know that inside, deep inside, you are the best. That's it. I think these are the three things that can help you anywhere, not just Roadies.
Which is your favorite moment out of all the experiences you've had at Roadies?
I think this year was my favorite moment when, so I have a fear of heights. And that video also went really, really viral on my page. I actually did a bungee jumping task and it was the highest bungee bridge. I mean, 167 meters, imagine. It was really high. And, you know, for a person like me who's scared of anything beyond 5 feet, it was huge. It was huge. And all you can see is just that depth, you know. It's a very deep valley. 167 meter down the drain and you just have to jump. I mean, it's unreal.
Did you?
And I, yes, that's the leap I took. That's what I'm saying. That's the leap I took. I never thought I would do that. I never ever in my life thought I would be able to do that, but I did. And you know, there was an option that you can actually close your eyes and go down, because of course it's the rush and you might get scared and all of that. But I decided to open my eyes and go. And the entire moment, it was just like 7 seconds and a rebound happens and then you go down again. It's a beautiful video. But the entire, it was just something else. It was the best thing I got to do in the 25 years, 26 years of my life. And yeah, that's it. It's magical.
This is so beautiful, Yuki. Thank you so much for sharing it. I am wondering what keeps Yukti in the moment, which of these moments, you know, whether it's dancing, whether bungee jumping, or when you're studying for your law degree, where you're fully present and you're like, yes, this is Yukti Arora and this is why I was born and I would do that for the rest of my life.
I want to be very honest. I get distracted very easily. And it comes because doing multiple things comes with a price. When you're focused on just one thing, of course, there's total dedication, 100% you're there. When you're doing more than one thing, you have to separate your time. Sometimes you're distracted by, okay, I still have certain assignments to complete. Okay, I have to go back, I have to make a video, shoot a video on my Instagram and for my Instagram. And then, okay, MTV is also calling, you have to do a segment. All of that is there. But I think what helps me stay in the moment is breathing. I know it's a very weird answer, but it's true. You can literally come out of everything and get into everything you want just by breathing right. So right now, when I'm talking to you and I have to explain to you my bungee experience, I'm going to go back in that moment. I just remember the breaths that I took while I did all of that. That's actually an acting exercise, but I use it in my daily life when I have to, get into my moment of studies and all of that. I just take like very, very calm breaths. And then I think about all the things, the reasons why I started to become a lawyer. And then I just go for it. So I think breathing is the key.
Breathing, that's so lovely. And that's so important for every single, I guess it's not just about one moment. It's more of a practice, right? You keep breathing and it calms you down. Like some people count till 10, you know, and that helps them. But this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all right. Like calm down. It's just like,
that's true. That's actually true.
I'm curious. It is a beautiful day. It's a Tuesday when we're talking. And today, which was your favorite part of the day?
Yeah.
Have you had a moment to think
about? Okay. Yeah. Actually, today was a very hectic day. I have done
tell us more. Tell us everything. Why was it hectic?
I think one habit that I've developed over time has been to wake up early. So I think I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and I went for my workout, and it was a very, very hard workout, but I enjoyed it thoroughly because it's the first thing I did in the morning. So I was really pumped. 2.5 hours of workout. Then I came back and I got ready and I had to go for a dance rehearsal with another co-contestant of mine. Her name is Cindy. She's on this season. And both of us wanted to co-create something. So we went for that, and then I came back, and then I had to shoot a segment with MTV again, very candid stuff. And then I came here, like I watched the Boys. It's an amazing series on Amazon in the middle of all of this. But then I came here and I'm still all pumped. I'm surprised, but I'm still all pumped to talk to you about these things. I think the best moment was the dance part. As I said, it's the favorite thing, the most important thing I do. And the sequence that we both of us were prepping was also very emotional and soulful. So I think that was the best, the highlight of my day.
Yukti, it was so much fun chatting with you because I genuinely am sitting in front of the laptop and all I want to do is go bungee jumping.
You must try it. Everybody should try it. That's an experience everybody needs.
Most importantly, I have to keep breathing, right? That's
yes.
To everything.
Perfect. You have the magic of life in those words. Just go bungee jumping and remember to breathe. That's it. That's all you need to do.
And you know, I just got to know after talking to you what your Instagram caption means. I was reading it twice.
Oh yeah.
Bound and legally bound.
See? Now you know.
And guys, it all makes sense. So for all our listeners who have gone to her Instagram, if you haven't already, she's at Tiny Yukti. And her bio says lost and found and legally bound because Yukti is also studying law because she's a true example of a girl who can do it all. So thank you so much for bringing in this energy today, Yukti. And I hope you always achieve whatever you put your eyes on and you continue to live aasti. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Bye-bye.
Wow. As expected, this was so inspiring. there are significantly very few people who can inspire such motivation when they share their stories. Because you can see the hard work they've put into getting where they are, and Yukti is one of them. We know how hard it is to chill and be happy in all the ups and downs we face. But we just have to hold on and go our way to get to the goal we've envisioned for us slowly. That is the Aste way, guys, holding on to your dreams and living in the moment. And we're also coming very close to the end of this season. So many new things are happening at Aste, like monsoon giveaways, ending this season 4, and a lot of new launches. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to go to our website and try our latest drop, which is the cycling shorts to go biking in the rains or in an indoor studio or just wear it at home and lounge. I like to wear them to the movies because I think it goes really well with just casual, loose t-shirts. That's how I like to wear them. And then we're soon dropping our latest other collection, which I can't give out, but all I can tell you is if you log on to our website right now, you will also see, besides the cycling shorts, a cute surprise, which is our club collection. So go check out what all is part of our club collection. Until next time, go to aste.com. Bye bye.